up that diesel. Let's go diesel.
Go ahead and give us your little breakdown of this past week. Timestamp, it is Thursday afternoon at 5:19. Corey ain't been on with us in a couple weeks. Corey, what's your little assessment of what's been going on since we last spoke with you?
I mean, to be honest, I had to take a break from the team, like we had kind of talked in the chat. After that debacle Thursday night at FedEx, which we were at, which was obviously one of the most embarrassing performances I've ever seen for our team. It was just so disappointing to think where this team, Philadelphia, like that, played them so close, took them to overtime, and to come out here that next Thursday at home and to have a performance like that in front of your home crowd, another sellout crowd, stadium's rowdy, fans are ready, and it's just like to shit yourselves like that. It was just utterly embarrassing. From the coaching staff on down to the players, everybody is at fault. I'm not going to point fingers just at Ron, but everyone that night got an F grade from me. I haven't even rewatched the game. I told you I couldn't rewatch that shit because that was just so disappointing to see that half-ass effort. I do have some concerns overall with the defense we'll get into for this preview of the Falcons, but it's just like what we thought was going to be the strength of this team is now like clearly the biggest question mark on this team. And it's just, as a fan, I understand everybody's frustration, especially on social media stuff, as we have higher expectations for them, especially in losing to an 0-4 Bears team who I believe it was a 14-game losing streak they had. And, of course, it ended versus us. Like, of course, everybody's losing streak ends versus the Washington Commanders, football team, Redskins, whatever the fuck you want to call them. It's just, it's always us. We can never get over the top expectations, and then they just embarrass you. So, after that, we go off. I regroup, ready for a new week, ready for the team to head down to Atlanta and try to get a win.
Well said, man. Well, speaking of Atlanta, I believe they are 2-point favorites at home this Sunday at 1 o'clock down in what is the new joint called? Mercedes Benz. By the way, we got to check that joint out.
We definitely do. Josh Harris, take notes, my nigga.
Yeah, Josh, man, you want to take notes how to win back the fan base, bro? You worry about selling tickets because Ron is fucking up. Make the chicken sandwiches like $3. That's good enough for me, my nigga. Oh, shit. Real talk, this game coming up on Sunday is pivotal in lots of ways. Not only are you looking up at the Falcons in the wild card race, you also are in a 3-game skid, and you know, you had been looking at this little stretch with the Bears, the Falcons, and the Giants, and hope to steal a few wins. Well, you already dropped one of them. If you want to go 2-1 in this little stretch, you gotta win both of these next two. So I'm going to throw it to you guys and just ask, just like flat out, how do you get a win this coming Sunday versus Atlanta?
So I use Ron's cliche lineup. Is that where we should start?
I'm going to stop you right there, Corey, because we also talked about Ron yesterday. I need to get your opinion on Ron. Go ahead and spit a verse about Ron real quick, because this man is clearly lunching.
I don't know, there's a Ron. You just shit on Ron. I've been trying to, but it's just like, I think we said a couple pods ago, Ron, sometimes you just need to shut the fuck up. You need to take a tree or take a piece from the Belichick tree and don't say nothing. But every time you talk, you pulling shit out your ass. And again, the media is not your friend. And you continue to give them shit to talk about. Now, I guess this week, they put a sign in front of the locker room that says, do your job. And it's just like, Ron, I need you to do your fucking job, because for you to tell me went into halftime with your team with that performance and you felt that you couldn't say anything, you let the players talk amongst themselves. Ron, what the fuck are you here for then? I'm not understanding. Like, if your team's getting their ass handed to them, you're getting boat raced by the Chicago fucking Bears.
This nigga went and made a couple coffee, probably went
to Starbucks or some shit. I'm not understanding. Like, like that was okay for him to say that, let alone let the players talk amongst themselves. Like, what you mean, coach? What are you here for then? That's your job. You making $7-8 million. You just to stand on the sideline and cross your arms. I'm not understanding. He can fucking go with somebody else because you ain't doing nothing. You're CEO. Sure, it's going to be Fortune 500, some shit then. I'm not understanding. It just doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense, bro.
He be looking bored on the sideline. That's the whole thing is like you saying that you didn't talk to the team during halftime just adds to the people who are saying, what are you here for? Because on the sideline, you look bored as hell. You're already known as a CEO, as in you not really running the offense and defense. You're not talking at halftime. So on some office space shit, what would you say you do here, Ron? Like real shit? Like what's happening? What's happening? But enough about Ron.
What's he doing, Cliff? Explain it to me. What was your opinion? What do you think? I don't get it.
I mean, I had said that.
Man, Ron, when you don't call plays, you do shit. I can understand letting the players talk amongst themselves. Ron was a player. But why are you telling them this?
There you go, Cliff.
Like, why are you telling them this? You know that these people don't understand. They don't do nuance. So when you tell them you didn't say anything to the team, to them, that's like the team. To them, they start thinking the team was sitting around waiting for you to say something.
And the team was sitting in the locker room just staring at each other.
Right.
Like, don't get me wrong. We all been in locker rooms. You know, players talk amongst themselves. But you're right, Cliff. You don't need to tell the sideline reporter. Let the players talk to themselves. Well, what the fuck are you doing here, Coach? What's your role?
As far as what's got to be done for Sunday, you're playing on the road. You need to play. Can you play a clean game? Like a whole game?
Yeah.
A whole game. Start to finish where you're just playing clean football. They haven't played a full game yet, right? I mean, the Eagles game, they play relatively clean. But you got, like, no 10-0 first quarters where you're trailing. Can you play a full 60? Like, that's what it's going to take. Like, you're going to need to play a good game. And we haven't seen them do it this year. Not yet.
I said all phases, Cliff. Offense, defense, and special teams.
All phases. And that includes not blowing assignments on defense. Not punting, not dishing out 25-yard punts. They need to get their shit together, or it's gonna be a long season.
Yeah, which to my point, not even just starting out fast, like not be sloppy. Like, can we not, like you just said, can we not get down 10-0? Like, can we get a drive where, or if the defense goes on the field first, can you give your offense a short field? I don't know. I think we talked about it. I don't know the last time we had a short field. I don't know the last time the offense started on the opponent's 50.
So, the Jamin fumble, probably.
That was week two. You're better than this. At least I think you are. Shit's got to change from the play calling to the personnel that's on the field. Like, they got to, with these 10 days that they've had off, they have to adjust something. Because if you go out there and roll out the same shit you've been rolling out there, by Cody Barton getting his ass dragged to the sideline, if that's the plan, Bijan might run for 220.
It's also really funny how, I tweeted this out this week. I think that every year we have a collective, as a fan base, pick somebody to be the heel. It's like, it was Troy Apke. He walked so David Mayo could run. He ran so Cody Barton could fly. It's like, it's just pick a white defensive player, and he's the heel for the season. But no, but Cody Barton does stink. He has no place. I sent y'all that clip. Or somebody tweeted out, I'm not giving proper credit right now, but somebody put together a super clip of all Cody Barton's bad plays in the Bears game. It's like, I've been seeing this since camp. He's just not physical. He's not in the right spot. I don't know how you're an NFL linebacker, but this ain't it. Like, you're making me be like, where the fuck is Bostic at? Can we bring Bostic back? Can we get some, can we get some Mason Foster action? Like,
yeah, but you know what? Jack Del Rio doesn't agree with you.
He doesn't.
That's because the hydrochloroquine is clogging the man's brain cells.
just a little dust up.
just a little dust up. But it just
amazes me how when we signed Cody Barton, I was like, okay, he got a little speed to him. All right, you know, looks like he could a good tackler. You know what I'm saying? Coming from Seattle's defense, he didn't flash too much, but he looked solid. He's done absolutely nothing to help this defense. And I think sometimes the fan base, when you look at the defense as a whole unit, all the blame goes to the D-line. And it's just like, well, when the D-line's doing their job, if the second level of the defense, a lot of linebackers aren't there, well, of course we're going to get gashed for 13, 15, 7. Like, it's going to happen. So at some point, either production from these two, a la Jamin and Cody, or they need to make a move, Khalik, Jabril, like this three safety lineup and shit, putting Cam Curl down in the box. And no disrespect to Cam, I'm a huge Cam fan, but it's like, we need something from our linebackers. Our linebackers need to bring something to this defense. And outside of that one play Jameis made, they haven't flashed. They've really done nothing.
I think Jameis been all right.
We're talking about splashy plays. Jameis been solid, but last week he was pretty much awful with his boy Barton. I felt like they were both shitty. Don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to say for the whole year Jameis was bad, but we need more production from our linebacker, let alone one that was a first-round draft pick.
Well, shoot.
They got a hell of a run.
I think something we might see this week, we talked yesterday as well, Corey, about the ramifications of having no Derek Forrest, having no Jeremy Reeves. You're likely to see less five DB sets, or at least less three safety looks. Maybe you'll see more like traditional 4-3 or like 5-3, 5-2 looks, because you're going to have to an extra linebacker or an extra safety in the box that you don't have at this point to stop B.J. Robinson. This is a very complex run game that we're about to face. And if you go out there with the same three safety looks with Barton and Jamin Davis, counting on them to get on blocks, B.J. is going to have that career day we were talking about in the chat.
You can't count on Barton. Guy can't be on the field.
You just can't, Cliff.
Like, I don't understand. Coaches can say what they like in the press. There is no way that those coaches watch that film and think to themselves, yeah, Cody's doing the right thing out here.
He's figuring it out. He's getting
there. There's no way. There's no way. The guy has made zero plays. Zero. Not even.
It's not even just zero plays, Cliff. He's not making – it's almost like he's half-assing it. Like,
yeah.
Where's the
effort? You're not making tackles. When you do make tackles, it's 9 yards down the field. Do you even fight blocks? Do you even try to get off a block? He's terrible,
man.
Yeah.
He's been awful.
Enough about Barton. We know he stinks. He can't be on the field. He damn sure can't be getting 100% of defensive snaps. But, you know, we won't see on Sunday. Let's focus on the other 10 guys on defense, right? Desmond Ridder had a really good game on Sunday. Maybe his first win of his career, right? I would guess that's more of the exception to the rule, because I expect to see a lot of Algiers and Bijan Robinson on Sunday. We haven't seen much five-down defensive linemen, right? Maybe because they're thin, because no F.A. Obada, no Fedarian Mathis. Do you think we should see more five-down defensive linemen this week in an attempt to slow down this running game?
I mean, I thought we did it a little bit with Ridgeway, no?
I mean, a little bit, but I feel like I haven't seen it in a while.
Yeah, but we've been playing harder because we've been playing QBs that can move. I think it's a little harder when you're doing – it's a little harder doing it against Allen, Hurts, Fields, right?
Oh, true.
You're
going to want to
be a little bit more athletic.
Right.
Maybe we see it more. Here's the problem, though. It depends on what the game plan is from Falcons, right? Because our weakness has been exposed.
Mm-hmm.
It would be kind of silly if the Falcons looked at us and were like, well, we're not going to try to test them down the field. We're just going to run the ball.
Which is crazy, Cliff, because they're not even a team that really does that. You know what I'm saying? But they have.
Well neither would the Kyle Pitts. Neither would
the Bears.
You're right. We've shown a weak chin. So the question is really, like, if you come out there and give up, like, a deep passing play first drive, it's going to be bombs away all day.
Oh.
Right. And that's a bad sign, because say what you want with the Bears, at least they have DJ Moore. I mean, Drake London is nice, but he's not beating anybody downfield. Kyle Pitts is nice. He's not beating anybody downfield, or at least he shouldn't be.
That's what I was going to say. Who's going to be their speedster to beat his down? What is it, Matt Hollins?
Yeah, yeah. Why not?
I'm laughing at that, but it's like, but Matt can actually go. So the way we've been covered lately, like, he could actually make plays down the field, so. I don't know. You know Arthur Smith, and he always has it out for us. We know that whole backstory. I don't know. I think we're going to get a heavy dose of Bijan. Because our defense has struggled to get off blocks. They've struggled to tackle. They've struggled to fill gaps. And now you're looking at Bijan Robinson in the face.
Well, let me ask Let me ask you this. With the injuries, right? Because obviously now you're going to have to simplify. You're going to see more Quan Martin. You're going to see more Percy Butler. Two young safeties. One who has zero defensive snaps so far in his career, right? I think it's a time to simplify, mm-hmm. right? And, like, listen, it is a complex scheme you're going against. Arthur Smith knows how to scheme a run game with the best of them. At some point, it's like, it's mano-a-mano. It's either my playmakers are going to beat you or vice versa. Mm-hmm. We need to simplify yep. and say, hey, you dogs up front, let's go ahead and get loose. I'm going to let y'all off the chain this week and let y'all make plays. Because if y'all don't, Tony Barton is his way on the second level of this defense. And we know damn well he ain't doing shit. So
that's what also scares me with the five down linemen, though. Like, say for some reason they, you know, a couple don't win their matchups. Your second level, if Bijan gets the second level, it's going to the fucking house. So I don't know how comfortable I am. I personally think we might be better in a natural 4-3 this week. Because, you know, you got three LBs there. Kalik, Jabril, whoever you want to plug in. David May. I don't even care at this point. Somebody other than Barton. Put some people that can make some tackles. You feel me?
I'm with you on that. I mean, my whole thing is you want to protect whoever your linebacker is, right? There's less of a chance of you protecting your linebacker in a four-man front than a five-man front. Obviously, if you have five guys, and guys like Ridgeway and Allen who demand double teams because they're so powerful in the middle, like, you prevent a guard or a tackle from getting up to that second level. Barton has to be in position to make the tackle, right? Whether he does it or not is up to him. I don't know. I'm just going to do it. But I know one thing for sure. If a guard is getting to Barton, he's going to get blocked and stay blocked.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna block his ass in Del Rio.
They're gonna block the only thing. They're gonna block that man the width of the field on some blind sign shit, man. Jeez.
The one thing I will say is Arthur Smith is not exotic to us. We've played them the last 2 years.
Fact.
So we're very familiar with his offense. We really are. I think that's an advantage that maybe other non-division opponents for them don't have.
Right.
Yeah.
330.
Best, by far the best of his career, man.
Really?
But like Cliff was saying yesterday on the pod, or maybe he was saying this in the chat, I mean, Houston could have beat them last week. Houston said, we're going to make Desmond Ridder beat us. The only problem is he actually did. You know, Houston had chances to win that game. They couldn't sustain drives on offense. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think CJ Stroud went for 260 last week, which is good. That's a good day. I mean, that's well below his average, though, at this point.
Falcons also fell behind. That's why his passing numbers were like that.
Right.
They did. Yeah, they got 14 and 4. You're right, Cliff. I forgot about that. That was a comeback.
Mm. Yeah. I got like 10 minutes left, so let's just mow through the offense real quick, and then we can do our picks and get back here. So you got to be out of 6 anyway, Corey, right?
Yeah.
I got
6 for minutes. Yep. I got you.
Yep. All right, let's do this. Or let's switch it over to the offense real quick. You know, last week they were bummy in the first half. You know, no lie, they were lifeless. I don't know what the problem is. Sam looked okay. The offensive line looked okay to me. The wide receiver looked okay to me. They just could not get drives together. Second half was a different story. How should we attack their defense? They're actually pretty decent over there in Atlanta, like, believe it or not. They don't have many big names, but they have some guys that can play, and they're playing well as a unit right now. How would you attack them on Sunday? I think last season was B-Rob's first 100-yard game. I think maybe his only 100-yard game before Denver, I should say, right?
The thing about that, though, is as much – and I've actually thought about this a little bit. With the run game and how everybody wants to see us run the ball more and, you know, commit to giving B-Rob some more carries. Well, the first thing is you can't get behind, first and foremost. Because when you're playing from behind, you get into a situation where Sam Howell has to throw 100 passes in a row or whatever the fuck it was. Like, it's ridiculous. So, to see the screen game this week, I would love to see Curtis Samuel involved this week. I feel like Curtis had a good game against Atlanta last time we saw him. If I'm not mistaken, I could be wrong. But it's just like how we all want B-Rob and all these carries and, hey, EV, focus more on a run game. Well, it's pretty clear that team is our focal point. If you got to pick up 2-3 yards on a, you know, a little quick pass out to Terry or Jahan, like whatever it takes to keep the ball moving. I'm not even all about that give B-Rob 20, 25 carries anymore because clearly that's not what we about. That might have just been a Philly game plan. And apparently EB was kind of joking, I think, today in his presser. Somebody asked him something like, How do you feel about Sam Howell throwing 55 passes or some shit? And I think he said something like, Andy Reid would be proud of me or something. Like,
yeah,
I think this is who we are. You know what I'm saying? So you just got to do whatever it takes to move the ball. I don't care if it's a quick dump off, 2-3. Just make it third and reasonable for your quarterback so we don't got to keep putting Sam in these third and long situations so we can actually have some long drives and not continue to be having a drive, you know what I'm saying, 75 yards down the field, so to say. Like, let's just do whatever it takes to move the ball, change the field, flip the field position, so on and so on. And maybe we'll be in a better position by the time we get to the fourth quarter.
I feel like the Bears game, that's not even your – you're not even running your offense.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Like, you're playing from such a deficit that your game plan is in the trash can. I expect to see a little bit more balance and variety on Sunday that you didn't get to do on Thursday. You just didn't. The game just got away from them on Thursday.
You almost got to throw it out, Cliff. Like, yeah. You said,
the offense just got out of sync first half, yep. Which is the kind of shit that happens when you're about to get boat raced by the Bears. So, I don't know. It sounds like they're gonna try to get Robinson more involved early this coming week, but I think I would like to see some big plays.
That'd be great. That'd be great.
Sure. Not for nothing. Last week was the high totals for McLaurin and Dotson in terms of targets, man. I mean, I know 56 passes, man. Everybody's going to eat when you throw 56 passes, but I definitely think there was an effort to get them the ball more, and there needs to be that effort because you can't have your two best receivers just not contributing to wins. It doesn't seem like that's a smart formula for winning games. B-Rob, get your touches, man, but you have one, you have 17, and you have four, and they all need to eat as well, so.
And also, nothing against 82. Logan, you're my guy, but you can't be leading the team in targets or receptions or whatever the fuck it was. Like, Logan's a good player, but we need to get the ball into 17 in one's hands. Like, anytime we get Terry the ball early, that usually gets the offense going. It gets everybody. It picks up the energy of the entire group when the leader of your offense gets the ball in his hands. He's the ultimate playmaker. Get him the fucking ball. Jahan Dotson, like you said, Paul, we have got to get Dot involved. It's just like, it's almost as if like he's not even out there. I don't know what the game plan is as far as it's concerned getting him the ball, but we got to get them two involved early and often.
They actually have a nice little secondary. A.J. Terrell, we all know he's a dog. D. Alford, he's been around for a while, but he's okay. Jeff Okuda, he hasn't been good, but he's still a third overall pick. Man. Jesse Bates from Cincinnati. And your man, Corey, your man Richie Grant down there, strong safety.
Yeah, fucks with Richie.
Yeah, so they got some talented dudes, and they always, you know, they got Grady Jarrett up front. They got Calais Campbell up front. Bud Dupree at edge rusher. They have a few names. I mean, not huge names. None of these guys are like blue chip players. I mean, Calais Campbell used to be, not anymore, but they have guys that can fuck up your plans. If you want to get loose on offense, man, these guys can definitely stop you. So, I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do. We're definitely going to need Sam to be more efficient. He was pretty efficient last week, but I don't know if I want him throwing the ball 56 times. I would love it to be more in like the 35 to 40 range and just, you know, pepper your playmakers with the ball instead of giving Antonio Gibson 7 targets, which is not something I would prefer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We can't have 55 passing
times. No, absolutely not.
That's a loss.
Absolutely not.
I'd be willing to bet that we threw the ball 56 times. I mean, I know we threw the ball a lot versus Denver, but that was just, you know, that's not something that usually happens. We're coming back from a 21-3 deficit. I would be willing to bet that we're going to lose the game if we threw the ball that many times.
Yeah, for sure. Like Cliff said, with the way you get behind like that, you're probably going to be in that situation when your quarterback's throwing 45, 50 passes. Like, that's not ideal for Sam. He's like, dude, they even start 10 games yet. He out here throwing 50 passes? Come on.
Uh-huh.
Help the kid out.
Shit, yeah. We definitely going to need some short fields. I think that you hit the nail on the head when you first said we need short fields on Sunday, man. We ain't had no short fields. We ain't been turning the ball over. We have not been setting our offense up. Everything they get is earned because they've driven the distance of the field. And I just don't see how that's sustainable. You want to turn this losing streak around, man. You got to put up some points. And it can't be like a 10-play, 80-yard drive. Can we get a few quick strikes? Mm-hmm. We still haven't seen the deep ball yet, really, from Sam.
Nope, we haven't. I'm going to say this, too. I know we on the offense. Special teams, we're going to be missing our leader. Do not let them come out here and house a fucking punt return.
Yep, I remember. I remember 2 years ago we were on the same podcast talking about it, and I said, "Don't let Cordell Patterson beat you." And Cliff said I was crazy, and he damn sure almost did. Gave me a 50 spot on fantasy that week. Definitely started that nigga.
I definitely remember that shit.
That's something to keep an eye on, man.
Yeah, Cliff, I'm really very concerned. And we just lost Reeves. I am very worried about that unit on Sunday. Very worried.
And they got my son Young Ho over there.
He can get that motherfucker from anywhere.
Oh, he's one of the best kickers in the league. I joke around, but he's one of the best kickers in football, man. Shit.
For sure.
Well, fuck it. Let's get to these picks, man, real quick. Let's get to these picks. I forgot who did the last pick. Matter of fact, Corey, you haven't been on the pod in a couple weeks. Let's go ahead and let you start it out.
All right, look, man. Because I'm expecting them to right the ship, I don't know why I am. But this is an opportunity to get back in the win column, get back to 500. I'm expecting us to go down to Atlanta and win the game. It's going to be a close game. I don't think either team's going to blow either one out. I don't think either team really is playing at the level where somebody's going to be getting – well, then again, we did get blown out by the Bears. Let me take that back. It's going to be a tight game. Washington, goes over 100 yards and scores a touchdown this week in a tough matchup with A.J. Terrell. Tough matchup.
I'm going to go with the W. I'm going to go 27-17. And let's get Dotson his first – well, this is Dotson's first big game.
I would love that.
Indoors, love that. On the top. I think he has a big game Sunday. So, I think they turn around. I would actually be kind of surprised if they weren't able to turn around on Sunday.
I hate to disappoint you fellas, but I'm going to go ahead and go. Listen to my reasoning. It's only because, one, I told them after last week I wasn't going to pick them for the winning game, so they showed me they can turn around, right? If they show some life on Sunday, I'll pick them against the Giants. For now, I'm not picking them. Also, you've been lucky to escape Atlanta with wins 2 years in a row. I feel like this is the year they get us back for them two straight years of taking close L's. I'm going to go ahead and say 24-20 Falcons. My hot take, Young Wake, who got 6 field goals. I mean, I can see us bending, not breaking, and like, shutting them down in the red zone, but they gonna drive the ball on us, man. Their run game is too prolific. I don't trust them right now. Until they show me they can stop them, I'm not gonna believe that we can actually stop them. I'd like to be wrong though.
No, that's totally fair. I think that's totally fair.
I'm just so worried about.
They just gave up 40 to the Bears, man.
Yeah, they did. They did.
Yep.
How many yards was like CJ Moore have? It was 220, right? 220 or some shit like that.
230, a record that has stood since 1966.
And now we're about to see a running back that can get 100 on the ground and 100 through the air.
Yo, Bijan about to this is about to be the game where it's like the breakout game by Bijan Robinson. Like, yeah, he's had good games before, but when they're showing his gold jacket highlights in 20 years and like on October 14th, birth of Washington Commanders, Bijan Robinson goes for 230 yards or some shit like that.
Fucking wheel route. Cody Barton chasing his ass down the fucking sideline.
You're gonna see it all over his NFL top 100 highlights.
I can see it now, Cliff. I can see that shit now. I'm trying to be positive though, man. I'm trying.
We should beat, but I've said that 3 weeks in a row. 3 weeks in a row I've been wrong. They look good versus the Eagles, but the other two games they've looked very very weak, for lack of a better word. Show me that you can do something and I'll pick you versus Giants. Until then, I'm skeptical.
I don't blame you, bro. I don't blame you. Hopefully, they prove me wrong.
Well, you lose on Sunday.
It's gonna be a long motherfucking week around here, boy. Better get it in order, Ron.